Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns' podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Member Forum Video is brought to you by PSEU Co-op Solutions, Connective, and Despite Impossible.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of the PSEU Co-op Solutions Member Forum here in beautiful San Antonio, Texas. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Mr. Tom Pierce.
Greetings
from PSEU Co-op Solutions. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Good.
Conference has been going fantastic.
It is.
Very thrilled. 1,350 to 1,400 folks here. Just having a great time. A lot of learning going on.
So. You go in the big room in there, and it's like wall-to-wall people. It's amazing. Yeah, 1,400, 1,500.
This is the largest attendance in our history. We had a record attendance last year in Tampa, and we're breaking it here. And, of course, next year, as we bring together PSEU Co-op Solutions to one team and one event, it'll be even much larger.
Yeah.
So just wait for that.
Wow, you're going to have it like at a football stadium or something.
Maybe not that big, but we're going to have to continue to expand the space as we go.
You guys are knocking it out of the ballpark each night. The thing I'm asking everybody before I dive into the topic here is what are you hearing in the hallways here? What's the buzz? What are folks talking about besides the integration here? But is there anything else that you're hearing out there?
So hearing a lot of discussion about AI. You know, that's
obviously
a key topic
that's
come up on several of our panels.
Mm-hmm.
Key focus on some of those social showcase discussions and the theater over here.
Mm-hmm.
So people want to know the impact of when they need to plan for that within their credit union experience. That's been a key topic. Secondarily, I would say the whole topic of fraud and how that's continuing to grow and just shifting in the winds as to where credit unions need to focus for the future.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a couple of good breakout sessions on that that's come up
this afternoon, actually.
Well.
Yeah, I think Karen Postma's talking about that.
So those have been big topics. Of course, digital. You know, Lumen Digital has a big presence here. Very strong breakout this afternoon. It's been a big topic on stage that continues to grow. And the opportunity now for the APIs to be built to link that into the co-op solutions capabilities really expands their opportunities for the future as
Indeed.
Well.
So. Yeah, we just had Tansley Stearns in here talking about their relationship with
She's
Lumen.
Been a super user. They they launched this past fall, I think it was, and they seem to be very pleased.
She's very pleased, and so are the members. So that's all good there, let's get kind of an event recap. Can you summarize, if that's possible, because there's been a lot going on here, Tom.
So I'll talk about from the main stage perspective.
Sure.
Yesterday we had the opportunity for Chuck Fagan to address the audience for the first time, the CEO of the new PSEU Co-op Solutions, kind of talk about his vision, direction, focus, how the integration is working.
Mm-hmm.
Brought up Brian Caldarelli, who was our Chief Administrative Officer, to talk about some of that. We followed that up. We wanted to kind of touch on the integration up front and how are things going. So we had an executive leadership team panel with several execs up there talking about everything from product to the opportunities in the contact center to how the growth division's focused.
Yep.
So really good discussion on that front.
Oh,
the impact on service levels.
I bet the room was packed at that time.
It was packed.
People want to know.
We had a wonderful panel. PSEU Co-op Solutions has been working with Payments.com for the last 6 years, but we reinvented our relationship this year to create this new innovation readiness index. And Karen Webster, the CEO of Payments.com, was here with a couple of CEOs on the stage to talk about the first baseline results of that, tee up some new opportunities for the future. So innovation and the need for continued investment to reduce attrition was definitely a message from that perspective.
Oh, yeah.
Melissa Proctor joined us, which was great speaker on that front. And then today, you know, we had a number of highlights, including a CEO panel that Mark Seabright.
I saw a little bit of that. That was tremendous.
He did a phenomenal job with four of our board members.
Mm-hmm.
You know, two from the original co-op board, two from the original PSEU board.
Mm-hmm.
Great perspective, not just on the integration, but on a host of other topics that are impacting the industry. Learned today that Rudy Pereira from Premier America actually has a degree in
computer science
with a focus on AI, which I thought that was quite interesting.
I was floored when I saw that. When I heard
when he
that.
Did that, I wasn't sure our dentist of mine was going to respond after I heard Rudy's background in space, but that was fun. And then, of course, we were graced by the presence of President George W. Bush here. He and Chuck Fagan had a phenomenal conversation.
That's what I heard.
What great humor.
Yes.
It was just a wonderful, it really brought him to life of how real a person he is, no matter what your politics are.
Yeah.
He just really brought out that. So beyond that, great breakout sessions, great activity, the showcase here, and just a lot of energy here at the conference, really focused on that United in Vision theme. Mm-hmm. Clearly, you know, as we bring the companies together, this is a perfect theme for the conference, and we're expecting something similar in about a month for Think.
Yeah, that's right. And I've been noticing that there seems to be a bit more energy this year. I mean, and I noticed it at GAC as well because of what CUNA and NAFQ did, creating America's Great Union.
Yes.
But now, at this one, I think it's kind of segued over to this conference as well. I'm getting the same positive, energetic vibe that I experienced at GAC. So I think that's a great thing. There's lots of optimism in the air.
This movement, this velocity of the movement is really being seen through some of these combinations.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool to see. Kind of a re-energizing, a little shake-up. Never hurts anybody, for sure. All right, let's get a brand update.
Certainly.
Because
so we are
that's
working
the inquiring.
On the brand.
Inquiring minds are wanting to know.
Once we knew that the combination was going to become reality at the start of the year, we really pulled together a lot of efforts from the executive level, from our board, and from our marketing organizations across the aisle, mm-hmm. to come together to start to work on a new brand foundation for this new co, this PSU Co-op Solutions, mm-hmm. and also creating some name directions. So we're anticipating we're going to be announcing that new name and the new brand positioning and foundation within the next month.
Okay.
We're very excited about
all
that.
Right.
Don't have a specific date yet, but we're getting close. I would just tease folks to know that that's coming. And also from a potential new color direction as you look at the color colors of PSU Co-op Solutions. It could be a slightly different
tone. Okay. Nothing wrong with that either.
It'll be a lot of fun to announce and energize both our employees, who have had this focus with these two storied brands for the last 40 plus years. There's a lot of pride in both brands, and there should be. But we have to create something new and exciting that they can all wrap their arms around, and then for our clients as well.
Well, what's it like having the entire industry just kind of sitting on pins and needles waiting for this? Because they're
a lot
all
of fun.
Watching.
It's
they're
the
all
top,
watching.
It's the top question all of our execs get, top question I get every day.
When's the new brand coming out? So yeah, all right.
Exciting opportunity.
And
we'll talk about that soon.
I hope so, yeah. I'm looking forward to it, for sure. That's always, like you said, it's always exciting. It's talking about re-energizing, that's a thing that kind of energizes people as well.
Totally.
So, yeah, good stuff. So anything else you want to add here?
Just talk a little bit about the upcoming Think Conference.
Oh my gosh, yes.
That's about 4 weeks away. It's going to be May 7th through 10th in Nashville.
Year before you know
it. Excited. We're approaching, I think, record attendance there potentially as well. We've got close to 800 attendees coming to that. And again, that's a strong growth on that front there. We'll have Chuck there again talking to that group and kind of sharing his vision and direction. Different kind of set of speakers for that. Different leaders that are focused on growth in the industry. We'll release our growth research that we've done with Ernst & Young along with Filene. We'll be released there. Very excited about that. We'll have a main stage presence there. And then we're finishing up there, the closer for that event, big name in Nashville, Dirk Bentley.
So we're
very excited to have a lot of learning and a lot of fun.
Almost big as George W. Dirk, that's pretty good.
Pretty good entertainment there.
Well done, sir. Well done. That's going to be a good way to close it out.
We're looking forward to that, having these two phenomenal conferences within about a month of each other to really energize this new combination.
Yeah. There's a lot. Again, it's 2024 is shaping up to be kind of the year of change, I guess, and it's really exciting for the industry.
Very exciting.
Re-energizes it for sure. When there's so much else changing around the industry as well, and we could talk generative AI, fraud, all that type
all
of stuff.
Of
so there's so much.
And I thank you for keeping up with it.
We're trying. There's a lot. There's a lot on the plate. It's more like a buffet. There's so much going on out there, but I always appreciate the work that you guys are doing at PSU Co-op Solutions and kind of keeping all of this organized for us and seeing how it's going to shape up here.
You're a great partner. We love having you here, and we'll see you soon, I think.
You got it, in Nashville. All right.
Yes.
All right, Tom. Thanks again. Appreciate the time as always, and keep up the good work, all right?
Thanks, Mike. Well
done,
sir. With you.
Good job.
Member 4 Video is brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions, connective and despite impossible.
word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.